你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一辑最新嘅免费英语学习服务，可以帮助我哋呢啲身处喺海外嘅人士去学习英语。提高英语水平最好嘅方法就系每日去听同埋每日练习。英语学习 podcast 可以在这方面帮到你，令你有更好的沟通去认识新朋友，亦都可以为我们创造更美好的生活。通过 SBS Learn English， 我们可以了解更多澳洲的生活方式和文化，令我们更加融入当地生活。
SBS Learn English， Speak English with confidence and live well in Australia。
Hi, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Learn English. In this podcast, we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. On our website, we have a transcript of this episode, and you can also find a quiz, so you can test what you have learned after listening to this podcast. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm still learning not just the English language,but also about Australian culture. The 26th of January is coming soon. And for many migrants, including myself, that is a very special day. A few years ago, on the 26th of January, I became an Australian citizen. In the ceremony, I pledged my loyalty to Australia and its people.That means I promise to be loyal to Australia. This was a great day for me, and so I celebrate every year with my friends and family. But the 26th of January is not a happy day for all Australians. Our guest today is my colleague Carolee Harding from NITV Radio, who will explain why Australia Day continues to be a day of Indigenous protest. Hi Carolee.
Hi Josipa. Thanks for inviting me. It's good to share views of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples with your audience.
Thank you for that. We'll come back to you a little later. First, let's learn some expressions that may help you to find your feet in this country.By the way, to find one's feet means to start to feel comfortable in a new situation, or to begin to be confident or successful in doing something. When I first came to Australia and I was still finding my feet, I had an embarrassing experience. What happened was, during a dinner at my friend's house, I met new people, and I asked this question, "Where are you from?" I was shocked to realize that my question was offensive to some of them. I was genuinely curious about their background, because their accent wasn't local. But I didn't know that asking someone, "Where are you from?" could make some people feel uncomfortable. To be honest, I couldn't understand what I had done wrong, until my colleague, Abdullah from SBS Pashto, who has been an Australian a lot longer than me, explained the problem.
As soon as I start speaking, people ask me where I am from, and that question implies that I don't belong here. There are many ways to ask this question more respectfully. If you're curious about someone, you could ask them, "What is your family background?" Even a simple question like, "Where did you grow up?" is much better than saying, "Where are you from?" Or you could do what I did when we first met.And you told me your name was Josipa. I said, "I never heard that name before. Where is it from?"
What is your family background? Where did you grow up? I have never heard of that name before. Where is it from? Okay. After talking to Abdullah and writing down his suggestions, I decided to test them. So I called my manager, Janine.She speaks like a local Aussie, but her Asian features, that is, the shape of her eyes, the color of her skin and hair, tell me that there is a possibility that she could also be a migrant. This is how our conversation went.
Hi, Josipa.
Janine, what is your family background?
So, I was born in Australia, but I have Chinese heritage. Both my parents are Chinese, and my dad's family have lived in Australia for a long time. My mum came to Australia from Malaysia to study, and she met my dad at university here. I'm really proud of my Chinese heritage. When I was young, I used to go to Chinese school to learn the language, and I hated it then. But now, I've been trying to learn the language myself, and I wish I paid more attention when I was young.
If I asked Janine where she's from, she would have simply said that she's from Australia. By asking what her family background is, we learned about her heritage. Heritage is a word that represents family background, and also the things that we value and that are being passed from one generation to another, by parents to their children, like religion, education, books and movies, among others. We all have a heritage. It's your family background, your culture, and your history. The next question my colleague Abdullah suggested we use is, where did you grow up? Let's see who I could call to test this question. I know, my friend Luca.
Hello.
Hi, Luca. I'm making a podcast about people's cultural background. Do you have a moment to answer one question?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm curious to know, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Budapest. That's the capital of Hungary. It's really a beautiful city with some amazing architecture. It's also called the City of Baths because it has 118 mineral pools. And I think I had a great childhood. Complete freedom, you know, climbing trees, driving a bicycle to school, or playing outside my parents' house until it gets dark.
See, it happened again. Luca didn't share just the name of the place. She told us something about it. Okay, we have one more question. And I perfectly remember the day when Abdullah said to me,
I never heard that name before. Where is it from?
Abdullah asked where my name was from, not where I'm from. And I was happy to tell him how I got my name from my late grandmother, who was Croatian. And we connected pretty fast as we shared stories about our grandparents. Next time you meet someone new, try asking one of these questions. And practice your answers. What makes you, you? Who knows, maybe your opportunity to test these questions in real life is around the corner, on Australia Day. And talking about Australia Day, our guest Carrie Lee Harding will explain why our Indigenous communities would prefer not to celebrate a national day on the 26th of January.
It's a complex issue, Josipa. But to explain it in a simple way, Aboriginal Australians are asking for a change of the date because from 1994 we are celebrating Australia's National Day on a day that marks the beginning of a long and brutal treatment of Aboriginal people and their land. For us, the 26th of January is a day we call Invasion Day, Day of Mourning, or Survival Day. It is not something we want to celebrate, and we want to change the date so that all Australians can come together to celebrate the meaning of being an Australian.
I love celebrating Australia Day, but I don't want to do it if it's hurting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, who have been here much longer than any of us. So, Carrie Lee, what can I do to celebrate the occasion and support the First Nation people at the same time?
Well, you could spend some time reflecting and learning about the original people of this land. And let me teach you the meaning of one Aboriginal word you are already familiar with. As you know, the capital of Australia is Canberra. But did you know that Canberra actually means meeting place in the local Ngunnawal language?
No, I didn't know that. Thanks. And I'd love to learn more about this topic. Can you recommend something to watch or listen?
I think tuning into NITV, which is the National Indigenous Television Service on Channel 34. Also, I would suggest listening to the NITV podcast, which brings listeners up to date and essential listening on Indigenous matters, which you can tune in by going to where you get your podcasts from.
Thank you for your time, Carolee. And that's all we have time for in this episode. But before we say goodbye, let's revisit expressions we use today. See if you can remember the meaning of these words before my friend said. To find your feet means...
To find your feet means to start to feel comfortable in a new situation or to begin to feel confident or successful in doing something.
Your heritage is...
Your heritage is your background. It includes where you were born, where your parents grew up, and the traditions from your cultural history.
The word cultural means...
Cultural means the customs, traditions, and behaviour of a country or group of people. If someone asks you about your cultural background, they usually want to know about where you and your parents grew up.
We also heard a few different questions you can use when you want to know more about the cultural background of a person.
What is your family background?
Where did you grow up?
I never heard that name before. Where is it from?
How would you answer these questions? What makes you, you? If you like to share your answers with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au. And don't forget to visit our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
想收听更多的节目内容, 使用 Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify 或是其他 Podcast 应用程式继续收听。